Welcome back. I'm so excited to dive into this next topic. The next generation of humanoid robots is really shaping up to be something special, defined by this fascinating hybrid model that pairs advanced Chinese hardware with cutting-edge American AI.
It's a compelling approach, and honestly, it makes a lot of sense. By leveraging the distinct strengths of each ecosystem, we're finally seeing a real bridge between lab research and actual, real-world deployment.
Absolutely. Chinese manufacturers, especially companies like Unitree, have really perfected the art of industrial-grade mechanical engineering.
That's right. Take their H2+ chassis, for example. It's engineered for serious endurance and agility, packing high-torque actuators, lightweight composites, and highly efficient power systems.
And the best part, these physical platforms are incredibly cost-effective. They can handle uneven terrain, lift heavy loads, and run for hours without overheating. It's a huge leap forward.
But the body is only half the story. That's where American tech firms, led by companies like NVIDIA, step in to supply the cognitive infrastructure.
Exactly. Through frameworks like the Isaac platform and advanced neural processing, American AI essentially provides the brain. It allows these robots to process visual data, predict outcomes, and adapt to unpredictable environments in real time.
Precisely. That software layer is what transforms basic mobility into actual functional intelligence.
And when you bring those two ecosystems together, the synergy is incredible. It drastically accelerates development and cuts down on risk.
The efficiency gains are significant. Engineers can pair that affordable, robust Chinese hardware with scalable American AI simulation tools. Using digital twins and physics-based virtual environments, they can train robots across thousands of scenarios long before they ever see a physical workspace.
It's amazing to see how quickly this is moving from theory to practice. We're already seeing practical applications popping up across multiple industries.
You're right. In manufacturing and logistics, for instance, humanoids are handling repetitive lifting and navigating dynamic factory floors with remarkable precision.
And it doesn't stop there. In construction and inspection, they're safely traversing hazardous sites and analyzing environmental data where it might be too risky for humans.
Healthcare is another major frontier. They're providing physical assistance for patient care and supply management, effectively overcoming the rigid limitations of traditional medical equipment.
I love the potential here, but I have to be honest, we still have some critical hurdles to clear.
Undoubtedly. Power management remains a primary bottleneck. Current battery density just struggles to sustain a 6-foot humanoid through a full, demanding workday.
And then there's dexterity. While locomotion has advanced leaps and bounds, fine motor skills and delicate object manipulation still lag a bit behind human capability.
Add to that the fact that geopolitical tensions, semiconductor export restrictions, and evolving regulatory frameworks are making international hardware-software partnerships much more complex to navigate.
That's a really important point. Ensuring ethical deployment, strict safety compliance, and cross-border regulatory alignment will be just as vital as any engineering breakthrough we make.
It all comes down to a critical realization. The future of robotics won't be dominated by a single nation or corporation.
I completely agree. Instead, it's going to be driven by the seamless integration of global technological ecosystems.
When you pair robust, globally engineered hardware with advanced cognitive AI, you get a completely new class of practically useful machines.
And over the next decade, these hybrid humanoids are poised to move out of research labs and into workplaces, warehouses, and even homes. It's going to fundamentally transform how we interact with the physical world.
The path forward is clear, but success will ultimately depend on overcoming those power and dexterity limitations while carefully navigating the complex geopolitical and regulatory landscape surrounding international tech collaboration.